Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has said, giving a sermon to us, he said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, repent in the court of Allah azza wa jal before you die, and hasten to perform righteous deeds before you get busy, and have your connection with Allah azza wa jal by means of doing zikr of Allah azza wa jal abundantly, and by giving sadaqah secretly and apparently, so you will be given sustenance, you will be helped, and your loss will be compensated. In this particular hadith where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking to us, he's telling us to repent before you die. When are we going to die? When are we going to die? Does anybody know? Can anybody set their alarm clock and say, yes, at this time I will die? No. Nobody can die. Nobody can tell us when they're going to die. So we don't know. And if we don't know when we are going to die, then when should we repent from our sins? When should we raise our hands in the court of Allah azza wa jalla and think about all those things that we don't want to be held accountable for on the Day of Judgment? Think about all those things that we know that, you know, if I don't repent now, if I don't seek the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla now, if I don't get the forgiveness of Allah azza wa jalla now, then on the Day of Judgment, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. When should we do it? Now. Now is the time, my dear brothers. Now is the time to repent from the sins that you have committed. So we need to be very, very careful not to waste our time. And in that, early on I said that we should not waste our life, we should not waste our health, we should not waste our youth, we should not waste our time. These are all blessings that we got from Allah Azza wa Jalla. If we don't take advantage of them, if we waste that time, if we don't utilize that time properly, and that time goes, you know, I don't know what time it is now at your home that you listen to this, but look at the clock now. Make a note of the time. Make a note of the date. Make a note of the year. This time, this date, this year will never come again. This period, this moment of time that we are facing right now, it will never come again. The question is, what have you done with that time? Have you wasted that time? Or have you sought the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla in that time? Or are you amongst those unfortunate people that have gone towards sin in this time? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I give you the translation from Kanz al-Iman, Surah al-Hashr, Ayat 18. O people who believe, fear Allah, and every soul must see what it has sent ahead for tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. Every soul will see what it has sent ahead. What have we sent ahead? What have we sent ahead? Have we spent our time in building houses here and building buildings there and attaining wealth of this dunya? Or have we sent anything ahead? And Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that every soul will see what it has sent ahead tomorrow. It will see. When that day will come, you will see what you have sent ahead. Regarding this blessed ayat, it is stated in the Tafsir Ibn Kasir, listen to this, make your own accountability before your accountability is made for you. And ponder how many virtuous deeds you have accumulated to present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment. Account for yourself now before you're held accountable. Today, we can ponder over ourselves. Today, I can ask myself, what did I do today? Did I do good today? Did I do bad today? What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do to improve myself? And I can ask these questions. But that day will come where I will not be able to account for what I have done. I will be held accountable for what I have done. And we're also told, with regards to this blessed ayat of the Quran, in the Tafsir, we are told that we should ponder over our virtuous deeds. What good deeds did we do today? You know, when you speak to people, they'll remember. They'll say to you, you know what, I did the Hajj in 2006. Very good. I did Umrah in 2008. I sat in Itikaf in 2009. You know, during Ramadan in 2010, I finished 6 Quranic parks. I did this. And so they'll remember. You remember all the good deeds that you've done. What about your sins? What about the sins that you committed today? Can you remember them? Are you worried about them? Are you worried about anything that you've done today? Are you worried about anything that you did yesterday? Are you worried about anything that you've done in your life? Are you concerned about any of the acts that you've committed? And have you thought about it? Are these acts that I've committed, are these acts pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal? Or are these acts attaining the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? Are these acts going to take me to paradise? Going to take me to that place where rivers flow beneath us? Where there's going to be gardens? Or is it going to take me to that place that nobody wants to go to? The hellfire. Have we thought about that? Do we do our own accountability and think about what I am doing today? What sins have I committed? Should I repent? You don't even know what you've done. You've not even done self-accountability to think about what sins you've committed. You've not even pondered over what you've done today. So we need to ponder, we need to think on a daily basis.